In the last few days, I was browsing the internet, watching videos. I sometimes like to listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson. Smart, engaging talker, but not someone who buys into God, right? A PhD in astrophysics from Columbia University. Brilliant guy. Good sense of humor. Easy to listen to. I want to be fair to Dr. Tyson. He says that when people call him an atheist, he does not identify as an atheist. He says he's an agnostic, which means I don't know. But if you say to Dr. Tyson, is there a God? Is there a supreme being? He says what? He says, no, there's not. Now, he mostly talks about scientific subjects and is very engaging, very interesting speaker. But he does talk to spiritual matters, and people ask him regularly, what do you say about God? What do you say about religion? And I've heard him say this before, but just a couple days ago I heard him say it again, and I wanted to talk about it this morning a little bit. He said that the believers he knows say two things. One is that God is all-powerful. And the other thing they say is that God is good, right? God is all-powerful, God is good. And so Tyson says this, but there's evil in the world. So if there's evil in the world, then either God is not strong enough to prevent it, right? And he's not all-powerful. If there is a God and he doesn't prevent evil, he must not be all-powerful. Or what if God is strong enough to prevent evil but chooses not to? Now he would say God is not good. Does that make sense? So he has said that your thesis that there's a God who's all-powerful and good cannot be true. And so there's no God. Now, we always want to say a couple things about this. Other atheists and agnostics have made that argument. I always want to say this, that every Christian I know is totally aware that there's evil in the world. That always gets said to us, like, you guys are Christian and you're just like naive. You just see the world through rose-colored glasses and you haven't noticed that there's evil. Everybody here has noticed, right? There's evil and suffering in the world. We get that. You're not bowling us over. I want to say two other things. One is, God has created us with freedom. Right? God could easily make no evil in the world. He could have made the world just a machine. He could make the universe a wind-up toy. You wind it up, you do it, it does what it's created to. He did not. If you have freedom, and by the way, most people I know want that, right? As an adult, you think, I would like to be free. I would like to think for myself. I would like to make my own decisions. So we enjoy our freedom, but what does freedom imply? Choice. And which choice might you make? The wrong one. A man can choose to pay for what he's bought at the mall, or he can choose to steal it, right? A man can choose to be faithful to his spouse, or he can choose to be unfaithful. Is there evil in the world? Yes. Not all, but much of it is from the choices that we make. But here's the other answer, and this is why I want to talk about it on Good Friday. The first part of our answer as a believer is that there's freedom. But the other part of the answer is the cross, right? It's the cross. So atheists say there is no God. The world is chaotic. It's purposeless. There's no God. But some people say there's a God. He created the universe and then he like walked away from it. Those people are called deists, right? God is way out there. God is untouchable. God is unconnected to us and we'll never know about him. I want to be very, very clear. That is not the God of the Bible. The God way out there, not our God. Because our God chose to what? Enter this world. Is the world evil? Yes, imagine this. We do not have a God who is distant or mystical or magical. We have a God who says, I'm going to enter the evil world. And when our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was born at Bethlehem, the immediate thing that King Herod wants to do is what? Kill him. We don't have a God that's above the evil world. We have a God that came into this evil world, suffered opposition, suffered ridicule. All he did was teach the truth, and people hated it. And then they nailed him to the cross. And I want us to get this. God's answer is not just that he suffered, but that his suffering does something. God's answer is redemption, right? Sometimes we make the right choice, sometimes we make the bad choice. When we make the bad choice, the Bible calls that sin. And the punishment for sin is what? Death. So God could wipe us all out. And he doesn't, because that death is taken by your substitute, right? So I want us to give a two-part answer. Dr. Tyson, you're right, there's evil in the world. Part of the answer is freedom, but the big answer is redemption. That's today. Good Friday. I know we say it regularly in sermons, Christ died for you. Today is a wonderful service to meditate on it, to think about it, to hear the texts. Texts that you know, but to hear them again. To meditate on God has answered this sin, broken, fallen, evil, corrupt world. And his answer is, my son will redeem you. Right? He will die for your sins. He will pay for your errors, and he will make you mine. That's the answer, right? The answer to sin is redemption. Amen. So in this service, today I always have a brief message because the readings are so wonderful. It's really in two halves, right? You've seen it before. I want us to experience it again. It's my favorite service of the year, some of you know. Two halves. The first half is the Passion according to John. So it's going to read John chapter 18, John chapter 19, series of readings, one, then the next, all just John, sequentially through John. The second half is the seven last words of the Savior from the cross. Jesus now on the cross. And these are the things that he said. Those have to be extracted from all four Gospels. But to look at those things and to say, here is God's answer. God has answered. And this is it. Amen.